The rate of opioid-related deaths and overdoses has rapidly risen in Pennsylvania in recent years, a crisis that's having spillover effects on young children across the state. As some experience trauma and neglect during critical years for development, educators worry about how they will later cope in school. For Keystone Crossroads, Kyrie Greenberg reports on an early intervention program in Allentown, aiming to help children impacted by drugs become better prepared for kindergarten.
Rocking chairs so that the teachers can have more than one child on their lap.
Laura Lessig is showing me a classroom she's long envisioned. In a space that used to be an abandoned state hospital, she's created an early childhood classroom designed to feel like a home.
All the lights in all the rooms are on dimmers.
As director of Allentown's Community Services for Children, she says that's exactly what kids who've experienced trauma need.
Sometimes we get a 1 or a 2 year old or a 2.5 year old who was introduced to children and youth because a parent was actively using and the child was severely neglected.
Lessig runs a special version of the federal Early Head Start program called Safe Start. It serves children under 3 years old who have been harmed by their parents' substance abuse. The program started as part of a federally funded pilot in 2003, and it's the only Early Head Start program in the nation that enrolls students directly from the local county welfare offices.
A lot of the children that we were serving in child welfare and in our Early Head Start program were the same children. Where is Zazie?
Oh, give me that.
Oh, gentle.
Safe Start enrolls 72 Sarah. Infants and toddlers who have had at least 3 adverse childhood experiences, which research shows corresponds with poor outcomes for school and health.
Their brains are really hardwired in the first 3 years of life where the neural pathways are at their densest.
With lots of natural light and soft colors, the facility looks like a typical daycare. But here, everyone is under the supervision of a team of social workers and therapists.
A lot of the children have difficulty with touch. They can have irritability. Sometimes they wander around indiscriminately and don't know where to be. So all that is really part of the trauma that they've endured. And the main focus to mitigate trauma is really relationship building, not only with the child, but with the family.
Safe Start says this whole family approach is key. Most parents of kids in the program struggle with their own mental and emotional needs, in addition to substance abuse. So to encourage stability, the program has an open-door policy for parents. Dana Henry has been working with Safe Start families for over a decade.
So they don't have good role models from their childhood. So by coming here and working with the teachers and the therapeutic family coaches, they can give them resources, model for them, and show them how to be that role model.
Are you all done?
You can't have Johnny's food, you silly goose.
There are signs that the program is working. Safe Start reports that by the time they reach preschool, most children have overcome their disabilities. The Allentown School District has not studied or analyzed the outcomes of students from the program, but leaders are very enthusiastic about any early interventions. Jackie Scott is a top district official.
The earlier the intervention, the better. Absolutely the better. I mean, if you're not really identifying needs until, you know, a child is 10 or 11 or 12, you think about the behavior that they have experienced and then the negativity they've experienced because of the behavior. It's just like this swirling tornado for this child.
The extra therapists and small class sizes that Safe Start provides aren't cheap. The program spends about $37,000 per child a year, more than 3 times the average allocation for early Head Start kids. A growing body of research says these sorts of investments are worth it. But the reach of these programs is relatively small. In 2016, according to federal data, just 7% of children who are eligible for such programs in Pennsylvania had access. Scott hopes these numbers go up. As effects of the opioid crisis and poverty continue, she says Allentown schools would benefit from having more children come into kindergarten ready to learn.
Knowing that Head Start and programs like that are looking at these things is fantastic because you can have several great things to teach kids strategies. But if it's a struggle at kindergarten or first grade, boy, that's tough.
For Keystone Crossroads, Kyrie Greenberg.